Welcome to the mid-month audio edition of In Touch Online for June 2020, with an opening address from the Provincial Grand Master. Wiltshire Freemasons have featured in newspaper articles on BBC Wiltshire Radio and in the online version of Freemasonry Today. And while individual members may well have been slightly embarrassed at having their names and pictures published, I am very proud of their achievements. For Paul Moffat, the charity steward of Gooch Lodge, and John Dean, the secretary of Corsham Lodge, the prospect of being interviewed on BBC Wiltshire Radio must have seemed daunting. And yet, with a little coaching from the province's communication team, they really did excel in explaining how Wiltshire Freemasons are making a difference during the current COVID-19 crisis. One thing I am sure of is that Paul and John would be the first to acknowledge the incredible assistance they have received from members of their lodge. I am also aware that brethren from Lansdowne Lodge of Unity, Vale of Avon Lodge, St Aldhelm Lodge and Lodge of Concord have been very active in distributing face visors and morale-boosting goodies to care homes and surgeries in and around the province. Freemasons in Wiltshire have delivered over 4,500 pieces of Wiltshire-made PPE in the past 12 weeks. I extend my thanks to each and every member for their incredible commitment. In the newsletter published at the beginning of the month, Simon Leafield, Assistant Provincial Grand Master, quoted the words of the Pro Grand Master, who said, "What comes over loud and clear is that our brethren are doing all this work because they want to do it." The government has relaxed some of the restrictions imposed at the start of the COVID-19 crisis. Unfortunately, they're not sufficient to allow Grand Lodge to lift the suspension of Masonic activity. I am aware that when the government makes a decision to permit large gatherings of non-related individuals, Grand Lodge will issue further advice on when and how we can meet. I know that many of you wish an end to this situation, but I also know that you would not wish any decision to compromise your safety and that of your family and friends. The watchword remains, be patient. I'm also aware that many of you will be wondering whether or not the annual meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge will take place in October. Regrettably, I can now confirm that due to the uncertainty of the situation, we have had to take the decision to cancel this meeting. Watch out for an announcement as to what we are going to do. However, I can confirm that the communication team is working on a plan to hold a special Zoom meeting to which all active provincial officers and those brethren receiving a provincial promotion or a first appointment will be invited. While writing about provincial and Masonic promotions, I'm sure everyone will join me in offering hearty congratulations to Steve Lee, who on the 18th of this month will be virtually invested as Deputy Provincial Grand Master of Mark Master Masons of Wiltshire. I look forward to the opportunity of introducing and welcoming Steve in his new office at future meetings of the craft. Finally, a huge thank you to everyone who has followed the guidance from the government and the scientific community to practice physical distancing. As the restrictions are relaxed, please do remember the message from the government remains. Stay alert, control the virus, save lives. The Master and Brethren of Methuen Lodge traditionally host the only Wiltshire presentation of the Prestonian Lecture, and this year they will continue to do just that, albeit via the wonder of Zoom technology. The Lodge invites you to join them to hear Worshipful Brother George Boyce Stones deliver the 2020 Prestonian Lecture, entitled A System of Morality, Aristotle and the Making of the Ritual. This is a unique opportunity to virtually attend the 2020 Prestonian Lecture, with Worshipful Brother George Boyce Stones delivering his presentation from Toronto in Canada. Wherever you are located in the province, Zoom conferencing offers you the opportunity to sit in your favourite chair with a cup of tea or something alcoholic, relax and enjoy the lecture. The presentation will be held on Sunday the 12th of May and will start promptly at 7 p.m. At the end of the lecture, Worshipful Brother George Boyce Stones will be delighted to answer any questions. To register and secure your personal invitation to hear the 2020 Prestonian Lecture, simply email pcowiltshire@gmail.com. John has joined the UGLE communication team and has been given the job of promoting Solomon, the online learning programme. John is already a social media star and is featured on our Facebook page, Twitter site and on the provincial website. Of course, John isn't real, so no salary cost. He's the creation of Rosa of the UGLE communication team, and he is really good at getting the message across. See what John has to say by visiting pglwilts.org.uk. You may think that as there are no Masonic meetings and the physical distancing guidelines require a 2-metre space to be maintained between people, the work of the learning and development team has come to a stop. If you think that, let me assure you that you would be wrong. The team is actively planning for the post-COVID-19 future, while at the same time offering lodges and individuals the opportunity to experience one-to-one tuition via Skype, WhatsApp and Zoom. As part of the assistance being offered to Brethren, the communication team and Gary Dolphin have prepared a number of presentations to help with the learning and understanding of the working tools of each of the 3 degrees, an explanation of the 3 great, though emblematical, lights, and the columns which stand at the right of pedestals of the Master and his 2 coordinates. If you are missing your Freemasonry, why not take the opportunity to talk with the learning and development team? They are on hand to help. Just ask. Thank you for listening.